latest team news from clubcall.com.
Our latest Manchester City headlines, and fans will get to see Shakhtar Donetsk once again for the second year running after City were paired with them in Group F in the Champions League alongside the Ukrainian giants were Lyon and Hoffenheim. The citizens were placed in Pot 1 for the first time since they entered Europe's most prestigious competition. City could have been drawn against Borussia Dortmund, Monaco and Inter Milan, but will still face a trip to France. They will welcome Lyon to the citizens' establishment later in the year. City will also go to Germany. They will take on Hoffenheim, and then of course Shakhtar. City are one of the favourites of the Champions League, and they'll be happy with the draw. 40% of the last winners since 2003 have come from Group F. Moving on then into other City headlines, and we'll start with Ilkay Gundogan, and he feels a growth, maturity within Pep Guardiola's squad can give them better Champions League glory. Gundogan continues to split opinion among City fans, but the likeable 27-year-old was the first sign of Guardiola's reign. He continues to hold in the middle of midfield alongside Fernandinho, and he insists he dreams of winning the title of City, and believes an extra maturity level can get the job done. Finally, Man City reported lining up a sensational swoop for Wolves midfielder Ruben Neves when the transfer reopens in January. Neves cost Wolves £15 million when they signed him from Porto 12 months ago, but they could demand at least three times that if they were to sell in the coming months. That's all then for City headlines. We'll have more news later.